This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. This week would be the running of the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, making memories and talking to young exhibitors and livestock families from around the state. This week, in honor of what would be State Fair Week, we're going back into the State Fair memory archives, and today we'll hear a report from 2012. This year's grand champion steer at the Illinois State Fair was shown by A.J. Line of Mercer County. Of course, that steer sold last night in the governor's sale of champions, and not only was A.J. so proud and happy about that sale, but also, of course, the entire family. And as we talk to these fair families, it takes every member of the family to raise that grand champion animal. Todd Line, A.J.'s father, talked with us this week about their family and raising that grand champion animal. What does this mean to your family?
Completely, it's amazing. I showed here when I was a junior and senior in high school. Loved it when my kids took interest of it. It makes you proud.
What does it take to raise a champion?
It takes a lot of hard work from the time you go search around and look at a lot of places and try to find what you want in the quality of cattle, because there's so many good ones out there. You know, from the time you really start feeding them and working their hair and getting them the right weight you want them to be, it's an everyday process. I mean, you talk about 24 hours a day, we probably spend 18 out of the 24 hours every day.
What is this year with the drought and the heat and lack of rainfall? What has that meant to your operation?
The heat, you know, the heat's just been about as bad as anything. We keep them as cool as we can and try to keep them a comfortable environment, you know. And that's the part about people understand about livestock. You know, whether you're in a big operation or a small operation, keeping them animals as comfortable, you know, day in and day out as they can as a producer, it's a lot of work.
So do you guys have a working farm today in Mercer County? Tell us about that operation.
Me and my father, I started farming back in the 1990. We have 2,000 acres of row crops, corn and soybeans, and 100 head of stock cows that we raise club calves to.
When the money is raised in the auction, what are the hopes for AJ? Will he invest it back into next year's project, or what are the thoughts?
I know it. We've talked about it a little bit. I know we're putting a big chunk away for college. He's definitely going to go to college. You know, he's talked to some people already about college. He wants to buy a few cows on his own, so I'll probably let him invest a little bit in it on having some of his own cows and put in production.
Now, you have two sons?
I have another son, Dalton, and he's got a younger sister, Peyton.
Are your hopes that one of them will also come back and join the family farm?
I really do. I hope it's been passed down from my grandfather, you know, to my dad, to me. I hope eventually one of my sons will. I know one of them has got a lot of interest. The other one's probably got more interest in veterinary medicine. You never know. Maybe two of them will come back. That would really make me happy.
Todd Line of Mercer County, a great story behind the champions of the Illinois State Fair. And all that hard work did pay off for AJ. His steer last night brought a record $52,000. State Fair memory from back in 2012. Although we know there's no State Fair officially this summer, there are going to be junior livestock events. The DuQuoin State Fairground the last weekend of August, the first weekend of September, and then at the Illinois State Fairgrounds, two weekends, splitting it up, will be the second and third weekends on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. This has been the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier.